have announcements for you. Sorry, I just thought about something. I'm trying to scan the crowd. My scanning isn't working. But anyway, today we are having a reception in the narthex to honor Amanda, our new director of youth ministry, family ministry, and outreach, and Jay Shuping, our new parish financial administrator. And I was looking around because I thought Jay was supposed to be here. Jay, are you here? I haven't seen you. Let's presume he will be here in a few minutes. I was going to introduce him to you. He promised he'll be here, and he'll be here. Amanda was supposed to be here too. Thursday was her first day with us. But hopefully you saw some emails and things about what happened to her. She was on her way into work and was hit head-on by another car. It was not her fault. It was the other car's fault. And she's in the hospital right now as she recovers from that. She's actually, I think, pretty lucky. She has a broken ankle and a couple of broken ribs. But that's all. It could have been a lot worse for being hit head on like that. So there is a card in the narthex, or rather a large poster, that we invite you to sign and put a little well wish on it. And I'll be seeing her later today, and you can I'll give that to her. She did tell me to say that she is very excited to be coming to Redeemer, and to be sure to communicate that to y'all. She just can't get here quite yet because she's in the hospital. And I have seen Jay come in now. So Jay, would you at least stand up so they see who you are? Thank you. And you have him to thank for the fact that we have cookies out there after church today. We also give a big thank you to the ladies who have put all that together today. Please remember to sign Amanda's card. Also notice on Tuesday we have a night of listening and conversation about the ELCA's recent statement on immigration. If you'd like to come talk about that and be heard and get some more information, that will be Tuesday night at 7 o'clock right here. And finally, I would like to tell you that after the summer break, Bible study will resume this Thursday. We have classes at 9:30 a.m., and that's repeated at 7 at night. So you can come either time, and it's different based on the different crowd we have with us, but I'm giving you the same pretty much information. So anyway, come join us as we continue our study of 1 Corinthians. I think that's all I need to say, so let us prepare for our worship. Thank you. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Seeking reconciliation with God and neighbor, let us remember the gift of baptism and confess our sin. God of mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, against one another, and against the earth entrusted to our care. We are worried and distracted by many things, and we fail to love you above all else. We store up treasures for ourselves, and we turn away from our neighbors in need. Forgive us that we may live in the freedom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. When we were laid low by sin and guilt, God made us alive together with Christ, forgiving us all our trespasses by taking our sins to the cross. In love, Christ has set us free. Rejoice in this good news. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you. set us free to be people of God. Power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory are His. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Now the Lamb who was slain has begun His reign. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, mighty and immortal, you know that as fragile creatures surrounded by great dangers, we cannot by ourselves stand upright. Give us strength of mind and body so that even when we suffer because of human sin, we may rise victorious through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Oh, here she is.
since Robbie isn't here, that's Artie's older brother. He's going to tell you what Robbie picked. Okay, a pair of goats.
Pair of goats.
And honeybees.
And honeybees.
And those will go to somebody in the world. And Robbie picked those. Now let's find yours, Artie. Okay, Artie, tell them what you picked. You picked a pig.
I picked a pig.
And a goat.
And a goat.
And a rooster.
And a rooster.
And a blanket.
And a blanket.
And a Bible.
And a Bible.
And all these things will go to people that we don't know, but we're sharing God's love. Here's that. You hold on to that. All right, Eli. Cece, sit down for just a minute. Okay, you ready?
Right. 20 chickens, chicks, I mean, a goat, a blanket, a mosquito net, a vaccination for one child.
One child. Okay. And Jonah?
A pair of goats, 10 chickens, and one blanket.
Thank you. Now, y'all, we don't know who will get these things, and that's okay. We're sharing God's love, just like we're saying, Cece, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Cece changed hers this morning, so we've got a little bit of, okay, what'd you put?
Pig.
Pig. Show me, tell them.
Pigs. Goats.
And what did you do?
It sent a girl to school.
That's it. She wanted to send a girl to school. And that means that was $40 that would go for a uniform as well as paying school fees. Because all those kids do not always get to go to school. And y'all, if we haven't shared God's love, I could just cry for this. Because y'all were just amazing. We got $619. You dug deep in your pockets. And it was amazing. And I think it takes a village to raise a child. And this is our Redeemer family. And you have certainly shared that with them. You have. So anyway, Mr. Jim is going to come up. And Miss Desiree is going to help us. And there's one hymn in the hymnal. And Desiree's going to sing it. You don't have to. Yeah, she's going to do this in Japanese, but it's going to sound like English, actually. And the kids are going to play their instruments. Mr. Jim has been coming in and sharing God's love with us using his talents.
Thank you. A reading from Isaiah. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom will be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like the watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundation of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to live in. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going on your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord. And I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of your ancestor Jacob. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The word of the Lord. A reading from Hebrews. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that not another word be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse the one who is speaking, for if they did not escape when they refused the one who warned them on earth, how much less will we escape if we reject the one who warns from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks, by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For indeed, our God is a consuming fire. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Rejoicing at the wonderful things Jesus was doing. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. Now, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, Woman, you are set free from your ailment. When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day. But the Lord answered him and said, You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day? When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A little boy was heard talking to himself as he walked across the backyard, baseball cap in place, ball and bat in his hands. I am the greatest hitter in the world, he said, and he threw the ball up and he swung a mighty swing and missed. Strike one, he said. Then he said, I am the greatest hitter ever. And he threw the ball up again, swung even harder, and missed again. He stopped for a minute. He looked at the ball for a bit and then at the bat. And then once more he said, I am the greatest hitter that ever lived. And he threw the ball up again and he swung and missed the third time. This time he said, Strike three. Wow, what a pitcher. I'm the greatest pitcher in the world. Well, one thing you can say for this boy, he looked on the bright side, I guess. And I guess the other thing you could say is that he had a pretty good eyesight. Now, I don't mean his vision. I meant that all he could see was himself. Eyesight. It's a problem, a condition we all share to some degree. We look at things mostly from the perspective of how it will affect us. We are concerned most about our own needs and ideas. We are at the center of our attention, and the most important person to us is often ourselves. It's all over our scriptures for today, and the stark contrast to Jesus is easy to see. He's teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath, and the people are all gathered around, listening and amazed at his insight and truth. Now, if that had been us, we'd be all puffed up and proud of how well we were doing and all the attention coming our way. But not Jesus. Instead, he was focused on the woman who had been suffering for 18 years. And so he called her over and healed her. It was the perfect thing to do and the perfect day to do it. The Sabbath was God's day, the perfect day for healing and freedom and salvation. But that's not what the leader of the synagogue thought. Perhaps he felt threatened by all the attention Jesus was getting. Perhaps he was worried that his flock would start following someone else and he would lose all his authority. Perhaps he was wanting to remind people that this was his synagogue and he had the final word. We don't really know. But what we do know is that he seized on the healing and began to comment to everyone that Jesus had broken the Sabbath by healing the woman on that day. He didn't see anything but himself. His eyesight was strong. And in fact, he was so caught up in himself, in his own ideas and concepts, that he couldn't see God himself standing right there in front of him. That's what happens when our eyes are so full of ourselves. We miss seeing God. Isaiah talks about this kind of eyesight too. Listen to his words as he calls us to use the Sabbath to see God instead of ourselves. If you refrain from trampling on the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of your ancestor Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. What this says is that we should quit focusing on ourselves, particularly on God's day. And if we do, we will find our lives lifted up. We will find the burdens gone. We will be free and we will be healed. And in my favorite line here, we won't just be happy. It's more than that. We will find delight. Delight in the Lord. Unfortunately, our eyesight far too often remains in focus. And that's not the only problem. Some of us have eyesight that is nearsighted. We spend all our effort and energy looking at things close at hand, things that satisfy our wants and our desires and our pleasures. And others of us have eyesight that is farsighted, seeing or trying to see worries and potential difficulties way off down the road that may or may never come to be, and we get so consumed by them that we can't see anything else. And once again, we miss seeing God. And maybe that's the point we all overlooked back in our gospel reading earlier. It's easy to notice that Jesus initiates this moment of grace with the woman. It's easy to see Jesus touching her and healing her. But right about then, we get so caught up in what we've seen and what it means for ourselves that we miss what the woman does. She stood up straight and began praising God. We see ourselves. What she saw was God. And seeing God can lead nowhere else but to praise. Eyesight. It's a problem. It's a condition we all share. God sight. May it be a condition we acquire and keep forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Living Lord, we are hungry for you. Fill us with your bread. Give us zeal for living your way. Feed us with faith that draws us closer to you. Lead us in lives eager to tell of your love so that all might come to know you. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Savior, in so many ways, our lives are bent over. So often, we fail to stand up straight for what is right. So often, we bow to the whims of our own desires instead of your desire for us. Forgive us, straighten us, raise us, and heal us. Lead us to live in your light and truth and love forever. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate Lord, comfort those struggling with any illness or difficulty, that they may know your healing presence. In your love, bless all in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, you are the very author of life. Give to us now and every day the assurance that nothing can ever separate us from your love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace. Peace be with you, Jerry. God, peace be with you. Yeah, peace be with you.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God,
for the green earth given for all, for the talents we are given to share, and for this bread and wine.
Transform us to be the body of Christ,
that feasting on this food and drink, our lives may reflect your generosity. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of
The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day
our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, in this holy communion you have welcomed us into your presence, nourished us with the words of mercy, and fed us at your table. Amid the cares of this life, strengthen us to love you with all our heart, serve our neighbors with a willing spirit, and honor the earth you have made. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.